5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You crazy mother.
Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk, a podcast that gets to the point with short bite-sized clips for anyone in a hurry. I'm your host, Matt Richardson. Let's see, back in, I believe you're in 8th grade, and I was in 6th grade when I heard you guys created a band in high school. You guys were like one of the only bands back in high school. I think there was another one, or I think that was a thing though back then.
Yeah, there was a lot more back then. I think it's just because of the technological world now. Kids just make like music easily. They're not really into making a band, going out and playing shows, because everything's done so technology.
And that music was way more in back then as well.
Yeah, it definitely was. You know, rock and roll has plummeted a little bit, but I think that's also because people aren't genuine about it anymore. You know, I think people aren't genuine about a lot of the things they do. Like, a lot of people want to live the rock star lifestyle rather than putting in the work that it becomes to become a rock star. So when you do stuff like that, you know, people get discovered, sometimes luckily younger, maybe not as practiced in their craft as they should have been. And nowadays everybody has co-writers and whatnot, or people writing their music for them, and they're obsessed with that rock star lifestyle and just aren't obsessed with practicing their craft and making the best music they can. They're obsessed with just, it's kind of like a drug, you know. I mean, even me sometimes I have to calm myself down, because like, we're not the biggest band in the world by any means, but we definitely have fans, and it feels good to be on tour, because when I'm out there, it's every night people tell me how great of a human being I am, how cool, you know, how that set was, or how this song makes them better. I feel like, yeah, I'm doing something for my life, you know. People are stroking your ego each night, and who doesn't love getting their ego stroked like that, you know? So the first time I really realized that, to me, like when like people get really into the lifestyle,
it's hard,
rather than the work. Well, the thing that's crazy is I went on tour as a tour manager for another band. And my mother goes, "Are you sure you're going to want to do that?" And I go, "Well, why wouldn't I? Like, I love touring." She's like, "Yeah, but when you're on tour right now, you're playing, and everybody loves you when you play. You're a tour manager for another band. No one's going to know who the hell you are there. You're not going to get your ego stroked every night." I'm like, "No, I don't care about that." But then I'm sitting there tour managing. I'm like, "Well, this sucks compared to normal tour." Like, I didn't realize, like, being out of the situation, like being out of my normal element where I'm a player, I'm an entertainer for my fans. They enjoy it. Then when I'm running this person's show for them and collecting money and just making sure stuff happens on time, it's not as fun. You know, it's fun because you're with your friends and you're traveling. But, you know, you don't get that 30 minutes to an hour of playing, and then the hour afterwards of taking pictures of people want you to sign their stuff. It's like, why do you want me to write my name on your damn phone?
That's kind
of awesome.
Why do you
want me to write my name on your
phone?
To me, like, I've
signed the screen.
I've signed the back of it always.
Oh.
I think it's so weird. I've signed so much odd stuff.
How about
so,
body parts? How many body parts?
I refuse to do anything sexual.
Really?
But
you never signed a tit? Like a top of a tit?
Nope, I never have done it.
Good
because,
man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I try to go ahead and think, you know, that's not what rock and roll is about. People think rock and roll is about sex and drugs. To me, rock and roll is about the message of changing the world and changing something that's fucked up right now.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And to me, doing stuff like that, that's an old cliche that some idiot like Motley Crue started or something, and I'm just not into that. I'm not into spreading that message. My message is the message to make a change.
And you guys do have very powerful lyrics. Your guys' lyrics stand out from any other shit, and that's like the only rap music I ever even listened to are the ones where the lyrics stand out.
Yeah.
And that's truly an artist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Compared to like the
thing.
Dude who's singing the Gucci Gang song, 80% of the song
is
the same
songs
word.
In general today. So what's weird with music and what's cool at the same time is how you were just saying a minute ago, you know, that style of music was more popular back then. We're in a very similar form to the 80s. I know, you know, none of us were alive in the 80s, but I'm very well knowledge in music. And when you hear music, rock and roll was still very prominent back then. But it was bands like Motley Crue putting out like songs like "Ain't Nothing But a Good Time." It's about partying.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of that music was about. And same thing with right now. But then what happened was there was this artist named Nirvana that came through and made rock and roll back to being about the everything, the melodies of the song, the greatness of the song, the angst that you could feel, the change that wanted to happen, these lyrics. And then came through the 90s and the 2000s where all these great bands that a lot of people loved, and eventually the party anthems come back now, you know what I mean? It's like, "I got bad bitches, that's my fucking problem." You know what I mean? Like, you like bad bitches, that's your problem. Like, that's really something.
That's your problem.
What I mean? Like, I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Like, things like that.
It's completely, and I think we see how it reflects how we act with society.
Well, because it's the thing. When people listen to those music, what I think, and I feel really bad about right now, is because you think about people like in our parents' age, like when they think about those anthemic songs throughout their high school years or something, you know, maybe it's like "We're the Champions" by Queen. Or maybe, you know, it's a great, beautiful like song by the Beatles, and it's, I don't know, "I Need Help," or it could be, you know, "Let It Be" or something like that. These great anthemic songs that these generations may have had. What the fuck's going to be our generational song?
I know. Looking back on it.
What's it going to be 20 years from now? Like, oh my gosh, this was so great.
I don't
don't understand it either.
And I'm sure there are artists that do have a good meaning still, but a lot of them aren't discovered because that's not what's selling right now. Exactly. What's selling is that party mentality.
Pushed underneath.
Fuck as many people as you can. Get as fucked up as you can. There's nothing positive about a change right now. But at the same time, I don't know if everybody, you know, the people that run the world actually want there to be a positive message about change. It's about get these people as doped up and drugged up as we can so they can't think for themselves.
Exactly.
Like, that's how I feel about it. I mean, I don't know.
So is it them influencing us, or are we giving them the power to be who they are? Is the public giving them the power to make...
By them, do you mean the musicians?
The musicians, like the people, and whoever's the ones who are employing these people, because we know that it sells. We know that these partying and rapping about bragging and all this money you have,
it's all genres in general, like... Even like Taylor Swift, like I love Taylor Swift, she's one of my favorite artists, but I hate the 1989 album because, like, you know, there's songs like Shake It Off, which isn't a positive song. It's about her going out being a hoe and just shaking it off. Yeah. When anybody tells her she has a problem, you know, she's like, I go on too many dates.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'll just shake it off. Like, what? Like, that's the message that's out here. It's not rap. It's not just, yeah. And even rock and roll, like, they do it too, like the bands out there, like, you know.
Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk podcast. If you like the video, smash that like and subscribe button to help the page grow. Thanks everyone, till next time.